The Creighton Kodiaks football team held their annual awards banquet, celebrating the best moments and shining efforts of the squad after a historic season. Players, coaches, family and friends met at the Creighton Community Center November 26 for the ceremony, which honored all members of the club's successful foray into Southern Saskatchewan play. The Kodiaks, who played their second season in the Saskatchewan High Schools Athletic Association Six-Man Conference 4, improved on their debut year, going from one win their first year to a 4-3 record, a second-place finish and a provincial playoff game. The Kodiaks opened their season with a 34-32 win on the road against Shelbrook, then losing their home opener 32-8 to Wichita September 12. From there, Creighton won on the road against Haig, at home against Shelbrook and again against Haig at home, only losing on the road to a powerhouse Wichita team. That qualified the Kodiaks for a playoff game against a juggernaut Rosetown squad, which knocked the Kodiaks out of the provincial bracket and ended their season. Rosetown ended the season ranked third in the province, while Wichita reached the provincial final, losing to Clavitt. Along the way, the club battled through injuries and setbacks. Several key players, including starting quarterback Josh Trumbly and starting defensive back and running back Peyton Pelletier, were sidelined with season-ending injuries, forcing younger players into key roles. Awards. The team handed out silverware for its best players. The offensive player of the year for the Kodiaks was Trumbly, who led the team in rushing yards, passing and rushing touchdowns. Trumbly threw 6 touchdowns this season, setting a new record for most passing touchdowns by a Kodiak quarterback in one season. On the defensive side, Pelletier received the Player of the Year award on the D side. Pelletier was a big part of both the Kodiaks' rush and pass defense, including snagging some key interceptions during the regular season. Matthew Lavis was named the Kodiaks' Rookie of the Year, eking out a big role for himself on the offense and on special teams, leading the club in catches, receiving yards and receiving touchdowns. Caleb Lycan and Ashton Burden were both received Team Warrior Awards for their never-say-die attitude and determination. Lycan, a jack-of-all-trades who played in 4 different positions through the season, won his on the offensive side of the ball. Burden picked up his award for his work on the defense. Rogan Halati, the team's kicker and tight end, was named Special Teams Player of the Year for the second straight season, while Jordan Donaghy was awarded as the team's Most Improved Player. Trumbly and Halati both shared the team's Most Dedicated Player Award and Trumbly also earned the team's Leadership Award. The Caleb Janssen Memorial Award, named in honor of the former Kodiak player who passed away in 2022 after a battle with brain cancer, was awarded to a pair of players who best demonstrated courage and kindness to others. The two honorees were starters Ethan Lavis and Bowden Simon. Both of these guys had courage, heart and desire to conquer their fears and become important players for us, said Karakochuk. Seniors. The team's large graduating class, 11 players in total, were also honored for their time with the program. Evan Davis, a linebacker, was one of the coach's favorite players because of his dedication to the game and the team, often filling in whenever a hole needed filling on defense. Zach Maresti, the team's center, started the game late, playing his first game in grade 11, but brought a raw yet natural talent and sheer strength to his role. Corey Lane played wherever a spot opened up, usually as a running back or fullback and was the team's go-to back in their provincial playoff game against Rosetown. Simon, the team's longest-standing offensive lineman, overcame breaking his arm last season on a 30-yard pass play to become indispensable on the field this year. Braden Ayers was a 4-year defensive back, a 2-year starter who also shifted down to play linebacker when needed. Ayers finished his time on field with many tackles, knockdowns and interceptions, despite having his final year cut short due to injury. Burden, a defensive lineman who also filled in at center occasionally, started for each of the last 2 years, even playing on special teams this season. Coaches said they never needed to worry about Burden being out of position or doing the wrong thing, playing consistently well no matter where he was. Donaghy, who played on the D-line with Burden, did so well at blocking in practice that he upset his teammates, even blocking out Karakochuk when the coach ran plays with the offense in practice. Donaghy fought through a hurt knee in the provincial playoffs to play the full game on D, racking up sacks and tackles along the way. Rogan Haladi was the team's kicker and gradually a key part of the passing game, hauling in touchdowns as a tight end and then booting in converts immediately after. Haladi scored a pair of touchdowns against Wakaw and started in two very different positions. Lycan played practically everywhere a player could play in his time as a Kodiak, an emotional leader and high-effort player who coaches ran out of compliments to pay. Ethan Lavis, a defensive captain, became a ball hawk defensive back over time, ending many opposing long bombs before they could ever drop into the end zone. Lavis had two interceptions against Wakaw early in the season and triumphed in several tough matchups. Trumbly, the team's starting quarterback until a hand injury ended his season, set a long list of records for the team this year, pushing the team to over 30 points per game on average and setting new team highs in scoring. Trumbly spoke to the crowd and presented gifts to the offensive linemen and to the team's coaches. Lycan also spoke, sharing some stories of his time with the team and what playing football meant to him. "This has been the most fun 4 years of my life so far, and being able to play football with this program has meant a lot to me. It has given me plenty of great memories," said Trumbly. "I think the best aspect of being a Kodiak is the bonds you make along the way. Most of my friends, I made through football. I know without football, I wouldn't be the man I am today," said Lycan. Next steps. The Kodiaks will return to the Southern Conference next season with a new-look team and a few small changes. The team oversaw some improvements to team facilities this year, including upgrades to the Oval of Dreams, the team's home field, along with an on-site storage trailer. Lights have been erected around the field by the town of Creighton. While the Kodiaks did not get to play any home games under the lights this season, the team may do so in the future. Foreign Mining also donated a new team score clock, which will be painted and mounted for next season. For next season, the club plans to create a small media center where players and coaches can review game film, as well as getting better audio equipment for public announcements and music during stoppages. Karakochuk also wants to move forward on starting a junior football program with training and coaching for students interested in the game but too young to play, both to raise awareness of the sport and to improve skill development for players entering the program. "Truly, we are grateful," said Karakochuk, thanking volunteers and donors for their efforts this season. "It takes a village to get these things accomplished.